Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and we've got a great show for you tonight. In just a bit, we'll be taking your calls, and we'll be bringing through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. And of course, we love taking your questions as well. So give us a call here at the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and that's H-U-G-Z, Hugs from Heaven. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Janet Mayer, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, we have a couple of quick updates. On Sunday, September 14th, don't miss our Long Island fundraiser, Spirit Sunday, at Pomodorino Restaurant in Huntington, New York, with Forever Family Foundation certified mediums Lynn LeClaire and Rebecca Ann LeCicero. They will be bringing through messages from Spirit for those in attendance following a full Italian meal, complete with coffee and cannoli. And registration has already begun for our biggest and best afterlife conference ever in Durham, North Carolina. It's a convention of the top organizations that have been dedicated to the investigation of life beyond this physical life. The dates are November 6th through the 10th. There are lots of special things planned, including a day at the Rhine Research Center with a spoon-bending party. So visit our website, foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and make your reservations today. This will be a big one, so you won't want to miss this. Okay, so let's get to our show for this evening. Tonight is our Mediums and Messages show, and of course, all of our mediums are certified through the Forever Family Foundation. Information is available about all of our mediums up on the website. Tonight, we'll be opening up our phone lines in a few minutes. You can reach us here at the show. I'll give you the number one more time, 888-627-6008, and we do look forward to taking your calls. So, on that note, let me introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium tonight is Janet Mayer, and she's not only one of the certified mediums with the Forever Family Foundation, she was also lab certified at the University of Arizona as a research medium. She is the author of Spirits, They Are Present, and Janet's story is so fascinating because she's also been channeling what she calls the languages of spirit. She spontaneously began speaking several different ancient languages that were eventually identified as belonging to the indigenous tribes of the Brazilian rainforest. It's really an amazing story. And, of course, we're happy to have her on the show tonight, so let's get her on the air. Hi, Janet. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doreen. Thank you. It's good to be here.
Oh, it's always good to talk to you. You always have such interesting things going on. I love it.
Oh, well, thank you.
So, you know, your story is so interesting. And just so that our listeners understand a little bit about your abilities, obviously, as a medium, you can easily connect, to people in the afterlife. However, you also developed this other ability to tap into the spirit energy of these ancient, we'll call them shamans. And people can read about how you actually began speaking the languages in your book, but just so that our listeners understand, just so they have a feel for this, just share with us what you went through to identify what the languages were and, like, how long that took you to do that. Just give us a sense of that.
Well, I basically started spontaneously speaking them when I was about 30 years old, and mm-hmm. it took about 4.5 years to find someone, and I pretty much, you know, sent back then, it was a cassette, I hate to say, you know, mm-hmm. but I used to send a cassette all around, you know, the United States, anywhere I could find somebody that would be interested in listening to it to see if they could figure out what language it was. And I finally came across a man who did, and, you know, he worked at the Smithsonian, and he basically identified the languages as, you know, the South American indigenous languages. There was Yanomami, Funio, Tacana, and Catamarí. And, you know, that in a nutshell, that basically says, you know, the journey I took was pretty long for 4.5 years.
Yeah.
You know, having people tell me what they thought it was, maybe some people thinking I was a little crazy, you know, all different. It came from every angle, believe me. But it
wow.
was a learning process.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. And 4.5 years, that's really a long time for, you know, before you were able to really find out for certain, you know, that
right.
these were actual languages and that you were saying, you know, something very specific. So here's a question. Are you able to speak the language at will? Like you're able
yes.
to just say, would you say something like, say a hello or a greeting to us in one of the languages?
Well, I don't really know what I'm saying, but I'll be happy to share it. So,
okay, that's okay.
Memekala, darogia nesebe, dote kalita, sote pelo si andana mosotiela, derisiendo no magapa le sirietolo yan mekile, zono makayate, doroposihana, demo dakaina. And to me, that felt very feminine tonight. Sometimes
wow.
it feels more masculine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it feels, and I've been told that I actually am speaking the male dialect and the female dialect of some of the
right.
languages, which I didn't
right.
know was going on, but that is happening. So tonight it did feel more feminine.
Mm-hmm. It did,
so
actually.
I'm,
and just psychically, just so you know, when as I heard you saying that, it felt very soft to me, very soft.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so that's one way to know, you know, if it's feminine. I love
right.
that. You know, as a matter of fact, before we even continue on with tonight's show, I just want to kind of put this out there. I would love to do a show with you on another night and just talk about all this stuff that's in your book and the languages and stuff. Do you want to do that?
Oh, I'd be happy to do that.
Let's do that.
I love talking about the language.
You know, because it's just so fascinating. It's awesome.
Well,
okay,
thank you, Doreen.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about mediumship. You know, one of the things when I do this show, I love speaking with all the different mediums that come on the show because I know that we're all a little bit different, you know, when it comes to connecting with spirit. I would assume that you've noticed that as well, right?
Oh, but yes, definitely.
Yeah. It's different. You know, it's different for all of us. And for those of you who are listening in, and especially if we take your call on the air tonight, keep in mind that your loved ones are running things around here, okay? So
right.
although you may want to hear, say, for instance, from one particular person, and oftentimes we do connect with the person you most want to hear from, but there are times when someone else may actually push their way forward and just grab our attention, you know, in a stronger way. You find that as well, Janet, don't you?
Right. Well, and, you know, the thing is like you said, I'm not in control of who comes through.
Right.
It's kind of whoever pushes their way through. And, you know, I'm not all-knowing. I get whatever they give me in whatever way they want to show it to me. If they want to give me, you know, a glimpse or pieces or pictures
right.
or a feeling, you know, whatever they want to do, I try to be open to, you know, passing that along. And,
right.
you know, I'm not always perfect, but I give the best I can. And you have to keep in mind, it's kind of like a cell phone that might cut out once in a while. So
right.
you think you have the whole message, but you might not. So I just give what I get, and I'm pretty much, I try to not give a lot of fluff. I just kind of give you what I get, and that's pretty much it.
Awesome. And that's all we can hope for. You know, because although, just to remind our listeners, we would love to stay on with you for a longer time, actually, on the call, but we can only do mini readings on the show. And that usually
right.
lasts for, you know, I would say about 3 to 5 minutes per phone call, you know. So just
right.
kind of think of it as a quick hello from spirit is you know, the way we kind of look at it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to take a really short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Janet Mayer. We're going to be opening up the phone lines at that point to our callers. So if you have a question or if you want to receive a connection with Spirit, give us a call here at the show. Stay with us. We will be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death, heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word, .com.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Everyone, welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Dori Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Janet Mayer. So we're going to get to our calls. I know our phone lines are lighting up. You there with us, Janet?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, we're going to take our first caller. And just as kind of a reminder, for those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air, just tell us if you'd like to have a connection to spirit. All we want is your first name, or if you have a question for us instead, we'll be happy to address your question as well. So let's get to our first caller for tonight. I believe we have Kathy on the line from North Carolina. Are you with us, Kathy?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. It's nice to speak with you. Did you want a connection to spirit?
Yes, I do, but I don't know if it matters. My first name is Hafiza. My last name is Kathy, like coffee, but Kathy.
Ah, okay. Tell me your first name again.
Hafiza.
Hafiza? Okay.
Hafiza, H-A-F-I-Z-A-H.
Gotcha. Hafiza. Okay. Wonderful. All right. So I'm going to turn you over to Janet, and we'll see if we can get a connection to Spirit for you.
Okay.
Thank
Hi.
You.
Hi. And it's Hafiza? Is that what you said your name was?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm just trying to link in with your energy and see who's coming in around you. And the first thing that was coming to me was I actually saw a woman behind you, but I also saw a male kind of to the side of you. When they come in behind you, it's usually like a mother or an aunt energy. You know, they come in the generation above you. And when they're in the generation next to you, it's either like a husband, a brother, a friend. It could be, sometimes it can be a son, sometimes they move up. But I feel like there's two energies that are specifically coming around you. I feel like one of them passed fairly quickly. And I also feel like there is a woman above you that passed that she had some, I want to say she had problems in when she was eating. I don't know why I kept seeing something about food around her or eating. I don't know if she was a large woman and she maybe, you know, was it, her health was, she was having health issues because of, or in addition to some weight issues. But for some reason, I feel like around her, she keeps bringing up food around me, and she's showing me something with her throat.
Yes.
She's also showing me her heart and her tongue. I don't know why, but that's what's coming through. Does
yes,
this make sense to you?
Yes, my mom had a problem eating. She had pancreatic cancer.
Okay, because she then I feel like that's what she's trying to show me. Now, she's showing me something. I don't know why I want to say fish, or she's handing me something, which is food. So I get the impression from her she also liked to feed people a lot. So I don't know if that was something that it was like her gift to other people is by doing something for them, giving them food, cooking for them. But for some reason that connects
yes.
with her. Okay?
Yes.
I also feel like...
She, like
I'm sorry?
She liked to give to people that was couldn't come out on holiday. She would cook and deliver food to them.
Okay, okay, and that's what she's going along with. I also feel like she's showing me something about her head. So I don't know if she had some problems with headaches or something on the left side of her face, but I feel like she's showing me something with that as well. She's also telling me that for some reason she's putting her arms out as if she wants to hug you, but she does it in an interesting
yes.
way. It's a very, like, I don't know if it's like a strong hug or there's like a specific way. It's not like you just go up to somebody and give them a little hug. It's like she kind of went all out and just gave you the hug. Do you understand that?
I don't know.
Okay, because she puts her arms out. And let me just explain what I'm seeing. It's as if she kind of encompasses everything around her. So I feel like she's bringing it into her. So I don't know if she wasn't a big hugger for you, the way I see it is she hugged, but I just have to go with what I'm getting from her, okay? She's also letting me know she appreciates everything that was done for her, so I believe that there were people that were helped, not only people in the like the health field helping her, but she also had people around her helping her, and she's giving thanks for that. I feel like she's... She grabs, it's like when she's giving me a vision of holding your hand, and I don't know why, if there was a specific reason for this,
yes.
but it's almost as if it's to either for comfort or strength or both. For some reason, that's what she shows me. She also shows me the number 6 or the month June. I'm not sure how that fits in, but I feel like that's connected to her as well. And she's also telling me there's something going on around the fall for you, and she's giving me a heads up to that for you. Okay, so I don't know if you have an event coming up in the fall or there's something big, but she's giving me September or October. And she's when I say that, she like gives me a thumbs up, and she says she will be there with you. Okay, so there's something that's going to be happening for you.
Oh, I asked for two.
You asked for
yes.
that, Hafiza? What is it that's
yes.
happening in this fall?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
And I asked, I don't know if she came to me. I thought it was my imagination. I saw her. She smiled at me. She was so pretty. And then I asked if I could just touch her. I don't know if I was dreaming. And she reached out her hand, and I held her hand, and it seemed like it was so real.
Okay, and that's what she's saying, is she held your hand. So she's trying to let you know that what you saw was validation. So what you saw was validation, and what I just gave you was double validation. So she's letting you know she's there for you, okay? And heads up in the hall.
Yes, and I asked her to help me with my job, too. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You take care.
Hafisa, thank you so much for calling into the show, and I hope this helps a little bit.
Yes, ma'am. It does. Yes, ma'am. Thank
you. Alrighty.
You're
welcome. Be well.
You're welcome.
That's so amazing. You know, when they come through with information like that that's validating for someone, especially the holding of the hand, you know, that she got that. That was her verification. It wasn't her imagination, you know?
Right. And that's awesome. When she has something like that, that's awesome that she got it. And then for the validation, I love that. I love the way it works.
I do too.
And being open is so big. You know, it's so huge.
I do, too. Okay, let's get to another caller. I believe we have Tori on the line from New York. Are you with us, Tori?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us, or would you like to have a little mini reading?
A little mini reading, please.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Tori.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, I'm getting a really interesting vision here. I feel like there is a male on the other side for you coming through, and I want to say I'm just going to come out and say this. He's hairy. I don't know why I want to say this, but he's showing me either he had a lot of hair or he had a lot of hair on his body, but he's coming through for some reason letting me know, I feel like all-out male with this, and I don't know why he's giving me that or showing me that. But then it's all of a sudden, it kind of like, it washes away. And it's almost as if he's trying to say that he's coming through. I'm trying to place where he is to you, because at first I thought he was next to you, but I wasn't sure if I had that right or not. So
is that a guide?
Pardon?
Could it be a guide?
I don't think it's a guide. I think it's a real person. I think it's a real guy who was just, it's a guy with a lot of hair. I don't know why I get it that way, but that's how it comes through. And I feel like there's a connection of love, because it's almost as if he's showing me like he'd be blowing you a kiss, and you know, and letting you know that he was around you. So I mean, I don't usually get guides, so that would be really unusual for me. To me, it feels more like it's a male that's coming in either next to you or maybe behind you, which would either be like a husband, brother, friend, or coming in behind you, which would be a father figure. I don't think it's a grandfather figure. It feels more in that range. If he's not related to you, I'm trying to see. I also get a G name. I don't know why that comes through with a G or an M. Those two letters were coming through. I feel like there's a connection for you. He's also bringing in, wait a minute. He's also bringing in somebody younger with him. He has, I think, a younger male with him as well. And I want to say with him is I see a chain around his neck or something around his neck as well. First, I have the two men coming in. I'm trying to figure out what he's trying to show me, but he's not giving me a whole lot here, so let me see if I can see what's going on. I would have to say that he passed in, it feels more like it would have been an accident, but it also had something where I feel like I had chemicals in my system, so I don't know if he had a car accident or if he had some kind of accident where he had, you know, drugs or chemicals, something of some form in him. And I also feel like there's an industrial thing around him. Does this make sense to you at all?
Okay, the male figure is probably my father. The younger is my cousin who passed away in a car accident.
Okay, now with your father, did he have an industrial connection? Because I feel like there's metal or something around him. Does that make sense to you?
Right. Yeah, he used to work with that. Yes.
Okay, did he also have something going on like with his eyes before he passed, do you know? Because
yeah,
I almost feel like my eyes are burning a little bit. I'm sorry?
Right, he had a lot of physical problems. He had a lot of physical problems when he passed, yes.
Okay, then we'll leave it at that and just go on down instead of listing them all. He's also letting me know that he brought somebody over with him, or somebody came over not too long after he passed. Now, I don't know if it was the cousin. It almost feels like it was maybe somebody more in his generation, but he's telling me he opened the door for them. And when they say something like that, they're welcoming somebody in their family. So there has to be someone else that you lost that he was welcoming over. Now, if this was someone like a mother or a sister, I don't know. He's not showing that. He's showing me he opened the door for another person. So So I know there's two men over there.
I give you my mother and my sister.
Okay, now, did one of them have, like, something where they had burning inside, like it was cancer or something where they were, because I feel burning in my system.
Yes, my mother.
Oh, okay, and she's, okay, then he must have been opening the door for her because it's for the loved one. He's letting me know, too, that neither one of them have pains they can now get around as if they both had problems walking or they had something with their legs, because he's telling me that, you know, and I always feel when I do a reading that, you know, even though we no longer have a body on the other side, they still will tell me something that would relate to something that would have been here. So when he says that he can get around easily and so can, you know, your mother, it's because they don't have those issues anymore, and he's letting me know that they're free in a way. So they both must have been, it had a really heavy time before they passed. I also feel like...
That's correct.
Okay, was there some kind of special cake that either your mom made for your father or your father liked, or your mother, no, it would have been your mother either made for your father or your mother liked it. It's something little small, a little cake. And did she like something like carrot cake or something that, I don't know, I get a couple colors in there.
She liked chocolate cupcakes.
Okay, did she also like something that was like square, or did she eat something little that was square? Because I feel like she's showing me food that's little squares, and it doesn't feel like it's a brownie or anything like that. I felt like it was more like a carrot cake
like
or something.
She's like to cook and make a lot of different things and that sort of thing.
Okay, now, do they also have a connection to someone who was like a butcher? Did your mother know someone who was a butcher that's over there? Because I feel like they're bringing in another person with food. Okay, well, do me a favor. Just, like, write it down or keep it for later, because I feel like they're both coming in, but I also feel like there's a younger person that's kind of off to the side. And you said that and they were in a car accident. Was there also somebody else, like, that was in the car accident with them? Because I feel like the person, the nephew or the cousin, I can't remember what you told me, nephew, that he passed, and I feel like he is talking about somebody with another person with him. So was there someone that's connected to that accident as well?
No, he was the only one who passed in that car accident.
Okay, was there a female that he was connected to when he passed, though, like a younger female? Okay, because I feel like he's bringing up a younger female, so do me a favor and maybe just write it down, because I feel like there's something important about that, and it has to do with a female, and it has to do with something that's going on in her life right now, and he wants me to acknowledge that. And for some reason, I see her with long, dark hair, so I feel like I need to bring that up as well, okay?
Okay, all right.
Okay, well, Tori, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a little bit.
Yes, it did. Thank you so much, both of you.
Okay,
you're
very welcome. So I think we'll have time to get to one more caller. So we'll do that now, and then we're going to take a break right after that. So I believe we have Deanna on the line from Texas. Are you with us, Deanna?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show. It's nice to speak with you. Would you like a little connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
Yes, I would. A connection with Spirit.
Okay.
Hi, Deanna.
Hi, Janet.
Hi. I'm trying to tap in here and see who's coming in around you. You know, it's kind of interesting because what I'm getting for you is I'm trying to, like, pinpoint one person, and I feel like there's a circle of people around you, and I don't know if you do something where there's related to something with health or healing or helping other people. Because for some reason I'm getting like a group of people over there around you, and they're kind of all gathering around a male figure right now. And again, I don't know why I'm getting this heavy male figure this, you know, so far, but there's a male coming through, and I feel like he, I want to say that his body, he was hurt, okay? I don't know how else to say it. It doesn't feel so much of just an illness. It feels like maybe somebody who's been trampled on, or they were banged up throughout their life, or they had a hard life and they were doing something. And I just feel like there's a male coming through around you. I don't have a place for him. He's coming in kind of next to you, so I'm not sure if he's related along the side in your generation or if he's coming below you. But I feel like there's a younger male for some reason that's coming in.
and I feel like I just have to talk about him, okay? And I feel like with him, I'm getting, gosh, I can't get a whole lot on him. Don't say anything. Wait a minute, if you don't mind. Let me just sit here for a minute and see what else what they're trying to show me with him. Do you have a friend that passed? Do you have a girlfriend who lost her husband?
No. Not that I can think of.
Okay, because I feel like there's a male coming in next to you, but he isn't connecting as your husband for some reason. I feel like he's connecting. He's coming in next to you, and so I almost feel like he's coming through in a distance. And I feel like it's coming in that way. And I kind of feel like he had kind of a hard job. He was a hard worker, and he was kind of rough and tough. And when he comes through, that's how I'm getting him. But I can't feel like I'm getting the connection quite clear.
And if I could just jump in here really quickly.
Sure,
Deanna,
go for it.
Do you have a connection also to a Mike or Michael by any chance?
I have a brother that's Mike.
Your brother is Mike. Okay, because I kept hearing that name. As Janet was talking to you, I kept hearing the name Mike. And sometimes they will talk even about people, you know, who are here living. But I was hearing that pretty clear coming in around you. So I'm not sure how this male on the other side is connected to you, but it could be connected somewhere through family or to your brother, possibly, because when we hear names, we also have to take that into consideration, that the connection might be there as well. So were you getting anything else on this, Janet?
Yeah, I really don't have a strong connection with you. I'm really sorry. It just seems like there's a male that's wanting to come through,
yeah.
And somehow he's connected to you, but he is, you know, it's not coming through super clear. I just know that he was like a tough, rugged guy, and for some reason, I want to say there's something with his back. And I feel like there's a connection with that. That's all I have, though. I really don't have a whole lot on that. So I apologize that I don't have the connection, but I'd rather just be flat out honest and tell you I don't have it.
Yeah, and let me just take this for another minute or so, because I was hearing the name Mike, and also I am picking up on the same male, Janet, that you are, and I feel like there's tragedy around this.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, you know, when you think about tragedy, you think not so much that there's a long illness that takes someone's life, but that there's an event that takes place, you know, and then sometimes even a series of events that happen as a result of that event. Because I do feel a little bit of tragedy around this, so I think this is why you were getting that hurt feeling, you know, before.
Right.
And also, when Janet mentioned healthcare around you, do you work in that field somewhere, or is there somebody close to you that works in the area of healthcare somewhere?
No, not at all.
Does somebody wear like the white coat, the white clothing, the white lab coat kind of thing? That would be like my symbol for that. And you know, healthcare can be anywhere. It doesn't mean they have to be a doctor or a nurse. It could be somebody that works in a health club or, you know, someone that works for a dentist or any kind of health or wellness type environment.
Right, in the healing field. It just feels like
yeah.
The healing environment.
Yeah, I just, for me at all, and I work in technology. And,
you do? Okay.
Related to anybody in the health field.
Okay.
And I don't have any male on that that I can think of that could be.
Here's what I'm going to leave you with this, because Janet was getting the mail, and I was actually picking up on the same thing. I think this male who passed is connected to your brother somewhere, because he names him by name.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be, you know, although we would love to make a connection for you, sometimes this actually happens during a reading, because it could be their only way to get a message through to somebody here. You know, just do this for us, and if you can make this connection, you know, drop us an email and let us know. Talk to your brother. See if he understands a male, a friend, a coworker, or, you know, somebody that he knows outside the family connection who might have passed that, you know, he had the connection to. It really isn't for you. It's more for him. And in this case, that means you would be the messenger, okay? So
right.
I hope this helps a little bit. I hope you're able to identify it as well. And if you can, please shoot us an email. Let us know. We like to get feedback on stuff like that. All right?
All right.
Thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you. And so sorry. You take care.
Okay.
In.
Right.
Well, that happens sometimes, you know. I mean,
we have
to really just go with whoever's coming through. So we're going to take a really quick break. In the meantime, you might want to check out Janet's website. You can find her at janetmayer.net. And don't go anywhere because we'll be getting right back to our show and to our phone lines in just a few minutes. So stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
It is with great pleasure that we announce the formation of the Wimbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential. Dr. Julie Beischel, Director of Research at Wimbridge and one of the premier investigators in the field of mediumship research, reports that the team at Wimbridge will continue pursuing the many unanswered questions that remain in the field of afterlife science. Please go to www.windbridge.org to learn more about this groundbreaking research institute. That's www.windbridge.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Janet Mayer, but before we get back to her and our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead, go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step into your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And what if you don't shop on Amazon? Not a problem. You can also go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.com and visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the Internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like 1-800-Flowers, Drugstore.com, Home Depot, Lord & Taylor, Weight Watchers, many, many more. So go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org. And please take a few moments when you shop to just show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our show. We have Janet Mayer here with us tonight, and we've got time for one or two more calls. You with us here, Janet?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, let's get to our next caller on hold. I believe we have Giselle calling in from Wisconsin. Are you with us, Giselle?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the show. Did you want to have a
meeting? Hi, thank you.
Would you like to have a little mini reading?
Perfect.
Okay, I'm going to turn you right over to Janet.
Hi, is it Giselle? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Okay, let me see here what I'm getting for you. I have actually, it was funny, before the commercial I said I was having a male come through, but I have a female coming through around you, and I feel like she's doing something with her hair. She's braiding her hair, she's playing with her hair, or she's playing with your hair. That's how she's coming through and how she's starting. I don't know if she's around your age or a little older. It could be, I don't know if it's a mother energy or like an aunt energy, but for some reason, that's what's coming through right now. With them is also a male coming through, and for some reason, I feel like I want to go camping in the woods or do camping of some sort. I don't know if there was some type of someone over there for you that like to camp, but that's what I'm seeing right now, so that's what I have to go with. I also feel like, though, as I'm switching back to the female, you have a female over on the other side that either sang or played music of some sort, or you did something where you sang for someone who passed, because music is suddenly coming in, and I feel this really strong energy around you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, and this female, it's for some reason when I hear that, I want to sing along. I don't know why. So I don't know if this person sang on the other side, if it's like a mother, an aunt, or your friend, but for some reason I have these women coming through really quick, and I want to keep going with the singing voice. And the interesting thing is when I do that, though, I feel like I'm losing my breath, and I'm also losing my voice, and I have to sit down. So I feel like there was someone that must have been either ill before they passed. Instead of having an accident, they passed from an illness, okay? I also feel like somebody's talking about, this is going to sound really odd, but have you recently bought some shoes or new pants? Because I feel like there's someone on the other side that is talking about your wardrobe and something about you buying something new. And so I feel like I have to bring that up. I don't know why it's coming through that way, but I have to give you what I get, okay? So I don't know if that makes sense to you, but I see something with shoes around you or new pants or some kind of, I don't know, maybe they're telling me you're dressing up to go somewhere, but it feels more like they're telling me you're getting something new. Okay, now, with this woman that's coming through, let me see if I can place her, if she's like a mother or an aunt, but she comes in above you, and for some reason, she's playing an instrument for me, or she's playing something. Wait a minute, let me see what else I can get here. Okay, I keep getting something with her telling me that she's also on the other side with someone very young. So there has to be a little baby or a child over there that passed and that is with her. okay?
Yeah.
And she's letting me know that she is taking care of this little baby or this child, and she's letting me know that all is well and that you need to keep moving on, okay? And with that, I keep seeing tears, and for some reason I see like little teardrops, but they're like stuck on me. I don't know why I see that. I don't know if that means there's like a tattoo or something that you did or there's some connection, but I see little tears with it, and they're like permanent. I'm not sure how that fits, but that's what I see. I feel as if she's taking care of this baby or this young child, and she's telling me that it connects to you as well. She's also telling me something about more. So I don't know what that means, how that fits for you, but she's letting me know that she's surrounding them. And it's almost like I feel like I'm in a field of flowers or in some type of field. I don't know how this fits for you or if this makes sense to you, but that's what she's showing me. And I feel like I always have flowers with me, and I'm not sure how that relates to this, but I'm seeing something with a lot of flowers. Is there someone on the other side that has a name that's a flower? Like Lily or...
Because I
keep seeing something related to flowers, and I feel like she's trying to show me something with this. So maybe it doesn't make sense right now. Please do me a favor and write it down. Maybe it will make sense later. Do you have like a mother or it's either a mother or an aunt over there, and they passed and they had an illness, and there's something along with my chest. Was there like a couple surgeries before they passed?
I'm not sure. I think it's a friend, but I'm not sure exactly how she passed.
I feel like there's like two surgeries. Let me just go with that. There's two surgeries, and there's also something related to the head. So I feel like my head hurts or I got hit or there's some kind of... maybe it's if it's something like with an aneurysm or cancer going up to the brain, for some reason it goes up into my head, and I feel like I need to bring that up, okay? And I also feel like I need to bring in with this younger baby or child, there's something going on with that I want to just, I don't know, the only way I can expand on it is her saying that she's with this child or this child is with her, and I don't see, you know, if it's a male or female, but that's how I get it, okay? I also feel like you also have another male over there, and they come in next to you, and when it comes in next to you, it has to be like a, you know, husband, brother, friend, and I feel like this friend passed from an accident, or this brother, they passed from an accident, and they're telling me that it was an impact, but they're also saying that I feel like he's telling me he also contributed to this as well. Okay, do you understand that?
I can't think of it right now.
Okay, that's okay. Do me a favor and hold on to that, because it comes in next to you, so it has to be your generation.
I know who it is.
Okay, you do know who it is? Okay, and also, is there like a, it's either an A or an R connection. I keep getting something with that as well, and I don't know if that's also a name or could attach us to that, but I'm also getting something within the month of April and May, and I feel like it could be 4 or 5, but I keep seeing April and May, and I feel like I have to connect that to him as well. And I feel like that's what he's trying to show me, all right? He's also showing me something that he's letting me know not to remember how he passed, but that he's okay on the other side. So whatever happened over here, he's letting me know it was like an impact. It was, you know, it was a difficult passing from this side, but on his side he's saying it wasn't because it happened fairly quickly, and so he didn't feel the pain. It was, I almost want to say it was effortless, and I hate to use that word, but that's what I'm hearing, what he's telling me. So he's letting me know to say that, okay? And I don't know how that fits for you, but I have to give you exactly how I get it, okay?
Do you understand, Giselle? You understand the information?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and that's actually all I have at this time for
okay.
you.
Okay. Well, I hope that it helps a little bit. It's just a little bit of a mini reading. And again, as I say, those are always a little hello from spirit. But I thank you so much for calling into the show, and I hope this helps a bit. Okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so we probably have time for maybe just one more caller, and we've got about three and a half minutes, so let's do that. I believe we have Chris on the line from Florida. Are you with us, Chris?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm
going to
turn
it over
to Janet.
Hi, Janet.
Hi. Okay, the first thing that's coming through for you is there's someone on the other side showing me something that I don't normally talk about, and that is jewelry, but they're showing me either a ruby or a garnet. It's a red stone. For some reason, I feel like I have to bring that up for you. Does that make? Do you understand that? Okay.
It's
and they're letting me know. I'm sorry. I guess I'm hearing an echo, so I'm not real sure what
it was. I think she said it was her birthstone.
Oh, her birthstone. Yeah. Okay. And I feel like there's someone on the other side that wants to acknowledge that, but they also want to, you know, let you know. Okay, I'm getting a female. For some reason, it's coming through for me that there's a female over there around you, and she comes above you. And when they come above you, it's like a mother energy or an aunt energy. And again, that's the same thing I'm feeling with you on that. I'm also getting something with her that I feel like there's a woman that passed from, she had a lot of things going on. Because I feel like there was something going on with her leg. She had something in her chest. I don't know if it was heart, if it was lungs. I also feel like she had something on her lower right side. She's kind of letting me know there were a lot of things happening around her. She's also showing me, for some reason, I have something going on with either like nail polish, with painting the toes or painting the fingers. I'm not sure how that fits for it, but that's what's coming through for her, okay? I also feel like there's, I want to say, I hear a lot of background noise around spirit with you. It's almost as if there's a number of people that have gathered. So to me, that almost tells me that there was a more recent passing. I don't know if you've had a passing within the last 2 or 3 months, but when I get that kind of background noise, it's as if they're getting together to celebrate someone coming over to the other side. And I feel like there was someone that just must have passed within the last 2 or 3 months, whether they were really close to you or from a friend. I don't have that information right now. When it's really short like this, I can only get exactly what they're showing me. But I feel like they're letting me know that that they passed. I feel like it was quickly. I don't feel like it was so much just like an illness, but it feels like it was a pretty quick passing. And for some reason, I want to say there was water involved or something around water. And I feel like there was a connection with that. I also feel like you might have gotten a sign from the other side from someone with a water sense. So either you had something in your house that there was maybe a pipe that broke or there's some dripping going on, but there it feels like there's a water connection from the other side to you, like, and it would have had to be within the last couple months, okay? And if that doesn't make sense to you, do me a favor and write it down, because that's exactly how I got it.
Okay.
And they're showing me that there's a water connection with someone who passed,
that,
and it's with them
the
and also here.
Do you understand the water connection, Chris?
Not at this point, I don't, but it's actual water, you think?
I feel like it's water. It feels flowy to me, like water flows. So it, to me, there's like a water connection. I mean, that's how I see it. I can be off, but I mean,
yeah,
that's how,
you know,
it's coming through to me.
Also, signs can come through, you know, in different ways. And sometimes we get signs through things like that, you know, through water. Or you may also want to think of a water sign for perhaps for your loved one, like Cancer or Scorpio or Pisces, and sometimes there's actually a connection there. Because, you know, when we get information, we're getting lots of things symbolically. So we try our best to kind of interpret it as best we can. But that's another way that you can kind of connect that as well. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there, though, because we're actually running out of time. But, Chris, thank you so much for calling into the show. I can't believe how fast this hour goes. It just flies by. But I do want to thank our guests. Thank you so much, Janet Mayer, for joining us this evening. And Janet, if our listeners would like more information about your work, or if they would like to schedule a private reading with you, is the best way to reach you through your website?
Sure, they can go through janetmayer.net, or they can email me at janetmayer11@aol.com. Either way.
Awesome. Okay, and please don't forget to check out Janet's book, Spirits, They Are With Us. We would always like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. We hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and once you're there, you can become a member. You can sign up for the Signs of Life newsletter. You can check out all of the wonderful events that we host, so visit us up on the web. And please join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Our guest on Signs of Life Radio will be Chip Reichenthal. He's the author of Even the Dead Won't Tell You the Truth. And he'll be on the show next week
with your host, Angelina Diana. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy. I wish all of you a wonderful evening and many blessings. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.